Apple CEO Tim Cook recently announced iPhone 4S, which is the new version of the iPhone. Today I'm joined in the studio by Sarah Police, Manager of Digital Media and Technology for Media Access Australia, and she's going to tell us about the impact this announcement will have on accessibility for people who are blind or vision impaired. Welcome, Sarah.
Thanks very much, Roberta.
What is different about the iPhone 4S?
Well, the iPhone 4S looks the same as the iPhone 4, which is the previous version of the iPhone. But the technology inside is new, and this essentially means that it's a lot faster than the iPhone 4. The camera has also been upgraded, which may actually have a positive impact on the effectiveness of OCR software. Now, OCR software like Zoom Reader and Doc Scanner allows users to actually take images with their phone and convert them into text, which then can be read out using VoiceOver. However, what affects this is often poor image quality. So with the new camera, we're hoping that that will actually have a positive impact on OCR. But what I actually find really exciting is this new piece of software called Siri. And it is a virtual personal assistant.
Oh, that's a new one.
It is.
So what is Siri and what can it do?
Well, Siri is essentially an intelligent voice recognition software. So Siri will respond to vocal commands. So you could ask your phone a question like, what is the weather like today in Sydney? And the phone will actually go off, find out what the weather is like and respond audibly with the weather information. There's actually a demonstration video on the Apple website, and interestingly, it features a blind user. So we're led to assume that accessibility was one of the key features of this development. Although the iPhone's touchscreen keyboard is accessible via VoiceOver, performing tasks using Siri may actually provide quicker and easier access for all. Now, Siri is only in its beta phase, so Apple is still testing and refining it. It's also worth noting that Siri will only be available on the new iPhone 4S.
Sarah, I hear that iOS 5 will be released around the same time as iPhone 4S. Are there any accessibility updates?
There are a number of accessibility updates in iOS 5. So iOS is the software that runs on an iPhone, and this is where we get most of the accessibility features on the iPhone. The updates to iOS 5 include the ability to triple-click the home button on the iPhone, which will actually turn on VoiceOver by default. Now, what this means is that if you buy the phone, as soon as you turn it on, you can press this home button three times, and VoiceOver will activate. So essentially that means that you can use that screen reader to set up your phone straight away. There's also other improvements to VoiceOver, including custom element labeling. So if you've got an app that maybe has some buttons that are unlabeled, you can actually go through and add labels to those buttons.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So when will this all be available?
Well, everyone's talking about it. The iPhone 4S will be available on the 14th of October. They're already taking pre-orders, and within the first 24 hours of pre-orders opening, there was already 1 million pre-orders for the iPhone 4S. So this is really hot. iOS 5 will be available on the 12th of October, which is 2 days prior to the release of the iPhone 4S. Now, owners of the iPhone 3GS, 4, and 4S, as well as iPad number 1 and 2, and also the third generation and fourth generation of iPad Touch will all be able to upgrade to iOS 5, so they'll get all the benefits from that. But just remembering that Siri only works on the new iPhone 4S.
Well, thank you for talking with us today, Sarah. That was absolutely fantastic news. Now, for more information about digital technology and online media, you can visit Media Access Australia's website, mediaaccess.org.au. Alternatively, you can email Media Access Australia at info@mediaaccess.org.au or use the phone 02-9212-6242 for more information. Thank you, Sarah.
Wonderful, Roberta. Thanks.
I've been speaking with Sarah Police, Manager of Digital Media and Technology for Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.